Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and this is part two of a nine-part series. We're doing the nine ministry gifts, and these nine ministry gifts can be broken up into three categories. The first category is called the gifts of revelation, and that is 1, the word of wisdom, 2, the word of knowledge, and 3, discerning of spirits. Let us do the word of wisdom first. It is called the word of wisdom. It's not the gift for wisdom, but a word. And we see this in the life of Christ. The word of wisdom is supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning divine purposes in the mind and will of God. And it always speaks of the future. Let me say that again. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and will of God. And it always speaks of the future. We see this in the temptation in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. We see this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. We also see this in Luke chapter 20, verse 27. In Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. The woman taken in adultery, John chapter 8, verses 1 to 12. And the question of circumcision in the first council of the church. Turning to Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. And this is a story about the Pharisees. They asked Jesus a question. And the question was, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? Reading from verse 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. And they went to him with disciples of the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and you teach the way of God in truth. Nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of man. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, Render or give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they marveled, and they left him and went their way. In this example, we see where the Pharisees were testing Jesus. They wanted to entrap him, but God gave Jesus a revelation, a word of wisdom about the situation. Jesus was actually saying, pay Caesar the taxes that belong to him, but don't forget the things that belong to God. Remember to pay the things to God that belong to him. We now go to the second gift, which is called the word of knowledge. Again, I say it's not a gift, it's a word of knowledge. We see this also in the life of Christ, and we see this in Nathanael under the fig tree in John chapter 1, verses 47 to 48. The woman at the well, John chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. The coin in the fisher's mouth. Peter's denial. The conversion of Paul to Ananias in Acts chapter 9, verse 11. And the men of Joppa to Peter. Let me give a definition of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God of the facts in the mind of God concerning people or places or things, and it's always present or past. Let me say that again. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God of the facts in the mind of God concerning people, places or things, and it's always present or past tense. Let us now turn to the example of Peter and his master pay their taxes. We see this in Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 to 26. It reading, 24, And when they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher pay the temple tax? He said, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? Peter said to him, From strangers. Jesus said to him, Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for you and for me. In this scripture we've just read, we see the supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God of the facts in the mind of God concerning this place and these people and these things. It's always present or past tense. Number three, the discerning of spirits. It's not the gift of criticism or discerning of people, but the ability to see beyond the instrument to the motivating or spiritual forces. Let me now give you a definition of discerning of spirits. It's a supernatural insight into the realm of the spirits, seeing and hearing in the spiritual realm. Let me say that again. The discerning of spirits, number three, is supernatural insight into the realm of the spirits, seeing and hearing in the spiritual realm. We see an example of this in Mark chapter 8, verses 31 to 33. And it reads, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, but be rejected by the leaders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Verse 32. "He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.'" In this scripture, it looks like Jesus is saying to Peter that you are Satan, but Jesus wasn't talking about Peter being of Satan. What Jesus was saying, he was talking to this in the spiritual realm, that Satan was behind Peter, motivating Peter to say these things, the things that are mindful of men and not the things of God. Jesus was actually speaking to Satan in the spiritual realm, because he discerned in the spiritual realm that there was a spiritual force behind Peter, making Peter say these things, and that was Satan. The discerning of spirits is a very important tool in the life of a believer or a minister of the gospel. Quite often you'll be confronted with a situation when you have a person talking to you in front of you, but it's not the person actually talking. They have a spiritual force or influence behind them that's not from God but from Satan, and the Holy Spirit allows your spirit to discern that spirit and what's happening so you can take action. Once again, I thank you for being with me today. The next part coming up will be part three in the subject of gifts of the Spirit and the ministry gifts. It will be part three, and the topic will be the third category called the gifts of power, which are faith, the gifts of healings, and the working of miracles. Thank you, and God bless.